The Senate Finance and Taxation Committee heard a measure to raise the state's oil production tax back to the rate it was before the 2015 legislature changed it. The rate was 6.5%. The 2015 session lowered the tax to 5% in exchange for the removal of certain price triggers that would have dropped the tax to zero. Fargo Democratic Senator Merrill Pepcorn introduced the bill, saying the state could use the extra tax money. Pepcorn said he did not believe this would cause the oil industry to leave the Bakken.
There may be threats that if this oil tax is restored to 6.5%, they're going to have to take off. They're going to leave for more prosperous fields. Well, that was the rate for 35 years. That was the rate when this oil boom took off. It was 6.5%, and it's a fair rate now.
The committee chairman, Mandan Republican Senator Dwight Cook, says back in 2015, oil prices were low, and the trigger could have easily been pulled. He told the committee he worked with then-Grand Forks Democratic Senator Connie Triplett on the compromise bill that eventually passed.
If we had not done that, if we had left everything alone, this oil industry would have moved south. We would have solved our problems as far as help wanted signs all over this state. We would not be needing 20,000 jobs because the oil industry is what drives the jobs.
The committee has not yet taken action. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.